大家好。Today, we are bringing you another mini-sode. If you can spare a few minutes, then you can learn a fun new Chinese expression with us and start using it right away.
欢迎大家又回到我们的节目。每次几分钟，轻松学中文。
我听说你的朋友在找工作，他的简历准备好了没有？
哎呀，别提了，我看了他的简历，写得马马虎虎。所以我们觉得他应该包装一下他的简历。
包装一下？ What does that mean, to package your resume?
有这个意思。包装简历就是 padding your resume。这个意思。
Okay, so 包装 like you're gonna wrap something up, right? Okay, so you're sort of like adding something extra to his resume to make it sound better.
对对，就是把一个比较没有意思的简历写得更加有意思，然后更加让人 excited 这种感觉。
Okay, so in China, do people often pad their resumes?
我觉得对，找工作的时候经常会包装一下你的简历，但是它和简历作假还是不太一样。
Okay, yeah, this is a different version of padding. So padding, the way we say it in English, it could be to totally lie on your resume. But I think that 包装简历 doesn't mean to lie. It just kind of means to exaggerate.
对。
Right?
对，是的，是的。
If I totally lie on my resume, what would that be called?
如果你撒谎，然后你没有一个经历，然后你造了一个假的经历，我们就叫简历作假或者简历造假。
Okay, 简历作假 or 简历 what was the second one?
造，简历造假 like you can make up things, yeah.
Okay, so 作假，假 is fake, like 真的假的 okay. And then the other one is 造 to make up something, I think you just said a moment ago, and then 假 fake.To make something up that's fake. Okay, so you wouldn't definitely encourage your friend to 做简历作假，对吧？
我觉得这个行为就不太明智。
Mm-hmm.
如果你作假，迟早会被发现。Like, you ruin your career, right? So,
right.
So the goal is to elaborate your experience based on the truth, not like make up something fake.
Exactly. Okay, so if you say 包装简历, like in the sense that you're making it sound nicer, that's a good thing, generally.
对。
But the second one, padding your resume, but translated as 简历作假, that's bad. Like people definitely shouldn't do it.
对，是的。就是有的时候你有了一个经历，但是你写的时候并没有把你的经历写得很详细。 You did not write in details, you did not write it in interesting ways, and you did not, you know, you just put like one line of what you did. So especially for people who are looking for jobs at the beginning of their career, they don't have much to say. You want to try to make it more interesting. So 我们要包装一下简历。But you can't make up something you have not done.
Right.
如果是你就是说编了一个你没有做过的事情，那就是简历造假，这个是很严重的一件事情。
Okay, I think padding kind of covers both of those areas, but there's probably something even more serious than the word padding for a resume, like maybe lying on your resume or cheating on your resume, but anyway, padding, 包装简历 or 简历作假。
是的。所以我们大家在写简历的时候可以包装，但是不要作假。
Yes, definitely. You can always maybe slightly embellish on your resume, but you definitely don't want to lie.
是的。
Yep. All right. Wishing all of you good luck in your job search, if that's what you're doing. Or even if you're not looking for a job, that still like you find this vocabulary useful for whenever you will need it.
好的。希望正在找工作的你一切顺利，接到你想要的 offer.
And until next time, 再见。
再见。